This is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson and surrounding schools are dealing with a string of fake threats over the past few weeks.
Today, police and school officials will address the problem in a news conference. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage school threats. Peter?
Amanda, for Mount Nebo Middle School, students have been dealing with bomb-sniffing dogs three times in the last 2 weeks. I just got off the phone with Nebo School District spokesman Seth Sorensen.
2.5 weeks has received three separate bomb threats.
That's Nebo School District spokesman Seth Sorensen. He says all these were hoaxes, but they all led to evacuations or a lockout situation where school did go on, but it went behind locked doors. At the news conference today, Sorensen says Payson police will tell the public about their investigation.
And as a school district, we're going to share our plans moving forward to keep kids in schools. And
Sorensen adds that police could be talking about whether this has any relation to protests against supposed furries that didn't actually turn up to be at the school. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Police have again recovered a gun on a Roy High School student. This is the fourth time in just the past few weeks. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, school threats. Adam?
Tim, Roy police say they found a gun on a teenage boy who was with three other students yesterday just east of the school, which was temporarily placed in secure protocol while officers responded. All four students were taken into custody. Police say they've recommended charges against all of them. Now, they found guns twice last week, and they found another on a student a couple weeks before that. No one's been hurt in any of these cases, but Weber School District spokesperson in a statement called this, quote, very concerning behavior. They are still just calling on everyone to keep doing what's led to these safe recoveries. In the meantime, keep reporting anything that looks suspicious. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Alpine School District is narrowing the options of a potential split, which could eventually be presented to voters this fall. The district board voted on different plans to continue studying, and they tell KSL if a division happens, they prefer an east-west split. Some district leaders say they still feel the best option is to keep the district together the way it is.
Another round of protests took place at the University of Utah last night, but then the protesters moved to the county jail.
200 or so gathered up in President's Circle went on the move to the Salt Lake County Jail. Marchers then demanded that one of the event's organizers who had been arrested be released. Along the way, KSL 5 reports there were no reported skirmishes. Two sheriff's deputies did have to go out into the roadway with marchers, but did not have to take any action. According to the University of Utah, one arrest was made based on an individual's actions from Monday night. In total, 20 arrests were made over 2 days. They say most charges should be misdemeanors. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Dueling protests at UCLA turned dangerous overnight when the various groups started throwing things at each other. ABC's Chris Christie watched it all happen from a news chopper.
Oh, look at that. Somebody just took a pallet to the head.
The LAPD is right now on campus separating the groups. UCLA administrators have declared any encampments on campus as unlawful.
The Sundance Film Festival has been exploring the possibility of moving the festival out of state, but now we know that the Slam Dance Film Festival is leaving. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, Slam Dance announced over social media they're moving to Los Angeles for next year's festival. They say the move is a celebration of their community spirit, and it's about, quote, broadening our horizons, empowering indie filmmakers, and forging deeper connections in an ever-evolving landscape, close quote. According to the announcement, Slam Dance's move has some really big Hollywood names backing it, including Anthony and Joe Russo, along with Emma and Christopher Nolan. And it all comes only weeks after the Sundance announcement. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we still have those big delays along 21st South between Magna and West Valley from an earlier crash. Still have some delays on both north and southbound 15 around 215 in Murray. We've got delays southbound 15 Riverdale to Roy. And in Utah County, pretty busy on Redwood and Lehigh, as is 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing, trying to get over to the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.